Thank you for calling customer support. This is Andrew speaking, Mr. Fraud Department. How can I help you?
Yes, someone used my card to purchase whatever the heck it is you sell. And I called twice now to cancel it. And I have a confirmation number of KC021, which was made a couple of days ago. And I need a refund. I didn't make this purchase. And believe me, there's a few others on here, but they're not you. But my bank has, you know, canceled my card because someone has been playing around with it. I don't know if it's been breached or if it's, you know, just been stolen.
Okay. Let me see.
You know, sometimes you hand over the card and they write things down and they know you. And they help themselves.
Let me see here. Verify your shipping address for me.
793 Legend Drive, Walden, New York. 12586.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Barbara Leff. L-E-T as in Tom, H as in Harry.
I do see yours for some blender. Do you remember ordering anything like this for $5.74?
No. Nope. Now, I called after that one, too, and apparently nobody did anything. And then when I got this one, I didn't know what that one was, and this one, $56.95, no, you cannot have that. You can take the other one for your time and trouble, but you can. The $56.95's got to come back.
Okay, so you're saying you don't think you did this?
No, I didn't. I know I didn't do it. I would know what it was.
Okay.
When I saw that on there, I said, what the heck? And then I looked, you know, down further, and it was also the $5 and something. But I had called on that already because I have all my information written down. I live on a shoestring, so I know I wouldn't do this. In fact, I know I haven't. I think my card came up on a breached you know, something like Amazon or something.
Mm-hmm.
A list of all the cards that were, you never think it's going to be you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge.
Excuse me?
I said, well, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge,
yes,
we can do here for you in the fraud department. We can put this under a fraud investigation. We contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from. During the fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through the fraud, we offer a courtesy refund amount of 35%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation for you.
What is 35%?
The 35% would only go for if you don't want to go through fraud.
Right, but how much would that be? I don't have a pen here.
42?
That's fine. No, that wouldn't be 35%.
It's not 42. I'm sorry. I'm taking something else. Give me a second here. Oh, that'd be like 20, that'd be 18.
Ah.
Like I said, as far as if you don't want to go through fraud, but if you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud for you.
Yeah, I'm sure I didn't order it, but... I don't want to go through all that.
I can do a 50% for you.
Yes, do that. And cancel this.
All right, it will be canceled.
Put it on your nose or something so you remember.
Yes, but a cancellation.
Yes, definitely.
Stops all future transactions.
And I will be going down. I wanted to contact you before I went down to the bank and changed the card because they're stopping this card and I have things coming off of this card still. But, you know, they are legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, just send me my money. I assume you'll just back it up to the bank account that it came off of?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'll go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, because I've got the bank doing the fraud thing, too. So... I don't want to go through a whole bunch of it. It's a pain in the neck.
That's all I understand. But I got that canceled and refunded for you.
Okay.
Would there be anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it.
Okie dokie. Well, if that's all I can do for you, do you think you don't like customer support?
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.